USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma used Swiss and other hidden accounts to transfer over $1 billion to themselves, according to New York's Attorney General. The state of New York is asking a judge to enforce subpoenas of many companies, banks, and advisors to Purdue and its owners, the Sackler family, and they said they've uncovered what was previously unknown wire transfers among family members and entities they control over several financial institutions. The transfers bolster allegations by New York and other states that the Sacklers worked to shield their wealth in recent years because of mounting worries about legal threats over the painkillers. Quick glance at the stock market. The S&P 500 slipped to 3,007. The Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its eighth straight gain to 27,219. And the NASDAQ fell to 8,176. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
A strike against General Motors is now very possible as contracts with the United Auto Workers and Detroit's three largest automakers are about to expire. The union's national agreements with GM, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler end over the weekend, and the union has picked GM as its target company. That means it's the focus of the bargaining, and if there are any strikes, GM will be the first victim. It's possible that the contracts will be extended or an agreement could be reached, but more likely that 49,200 UAW members could walk out of GM plants as early as this weekend because union and company demands are so far apart. There's college football action all around the country later today, with the biggest games being number 5, Oklahoma at UCLA, New Mexico at number 7, Notre Dame, number 2, Alabama at South Carolina, Kent State at number 8, Auburn, Northwestern State at number 4, LSU, Arkansas State at number 3, Georgia, Pitt at Penn State, ranked number 13, and number 1, Clemson at Syracuse. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
United States health officials are investigating low levels of a potentially dangerous contaminant in the popular heartburn medication called Zantac. For now, the Food and Drug Administration said patients can continue taking their medications. The agency has now said it detected a probable cancer-causing chemical in the medications, which are sold as both prescription and over-the-counter treatments. FDA officials said the amount of the contaminant barely exceeds levels found in common foods, but the same chemical has been linked to dozens of recalls of blood pressure drugs over the last year. The FDA is still investigating that issue and last month sanctioned a manufacturing plant in India that makes some of the medications. Roughly 80% of the ingredients used in the United States drugs are manufactured overseas. San Francisco's iconic cable cars will stop running for 10 days starting this weekend while they undergo the final repairs in a 3-year restoration project of the gearboxes that propel the world-famous system up the city's steep hills. Shuttle buses will run along the 3 cable car routes where historic cars typically travel at a steady 9.5 miles an hour, according to the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency. The agency said it needs to get the manually operated cable cars off the streets to rehabilitate the gearboxes that power the system that started in the 1890s. The shutdown is sure to disappoint many tourists who are visiting the city within the next week. The city says 7.5 million passengers ride the cable cars each year. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.